got to be the longest, most dreadful shift of my miserable life. All I do is flip patties and make burgers. How long have I been stuck here working with this useless dead-end job, lining the pockets of that crustaceous cheapskate, Mr. Krabs, while I walk home with pennies? With every passing day, I become more and more like Squidward, sitting up there and doing the absolute bare minimum, dull and lifeless, hopelessly self-loathing. I used to come into work with some soul, but he was always as unenthusiastic as he could possibly be. And now look what he's done. He's drained all the enthusiasm out of me. How could anyone want to come in here when that's the face they see from the front door? But besides his sausage face, our customer base was just as bad. Just look at all those soulless fish chewing their lives away in this dump. What enjoyment do they get out of this? They all literally look like zombies. If I could find out just one thing, it would be what addictive chemical Mr. Krabs is lacing these patties with to keep his customers coming back. He's always raved about his secret formula, as if anything has ever been consistent about the recipe. The only thing that's stayed the same over all these years is the empty expression on the faces of everyone who eats here, and the fact that everyone who eats here does so every single day. I know it. I see the same faces every shift at the same time of day, day in and day out. I don't get it. What a crook Mr. Krabs is. He's not just the cheapest cheapskate in all of Bikini Bottom, he's also ruining the lives of all these unsuspecting fish and using me as part of his seedy operation. All the while, he pays me dirt. It's not right. I can't take it anymore. I'm the backbone of this operation. I flip the patties. I make the burgers. I put in the work. And Mr. Krabs just sits in his office all day counting the money. If he wants to be a menace to all these stupid fish, that's fine. But I know what I deserve. I deserve a raise. But no, he'll never give me a raise. He's been paying me the same wage since I started working. He hasn't even adjusted for inflation. At this rate, I'll never be able to move up in life. I'll be stuck in that rotting pineapple forever. But that cursed Krabs doesn't care that I have to sell my body on the streets of Rock Bottom just to make a living, even after working full-time for him. My sponge holes just aren't the same after so many years of being handled by all those deep-sea creatures. That's it. I don't care what he says. I'm doing it. I'm asking for a raise. Don't try to stop me, Squidward. My mind is made up. Every time I reach his door, I could never work up the courage to do it. I knew I had to be calm, cool, and collected about this, and not be forceful with my approach. I used a light touch, but there was no response. I slowly opened the door, trying not to act like a nuisance. Mr. Krabs was sitting at his desk, looking like he always did, like a crazed maniac, a complete psycho. I've grown to be terrified by the sight of him alone, and it's no wonder why.
SpongeBob, me boy! What are you doing lurking in me doorway? Come in or get out!
I walked in with a tremor in my step and quietly closed the door behind me.
Go on, take a seat! Have you forgotten your manners?
No, Mr. Krabs, thank you. Which seat should I take? The one on the right or the one on the left? What about your right or my left? I'm not really sure if it makes
sense. SpongeBob! What are you wasting me time for? You're slowing down me business!
I'm sorry, Mr. Krabs. I just wanted to ask you something.
What is it? Come on now, spit it out already!
I could barely speak through the giant lump in my throat. I've never been more scared in my life, but I finally got the guts to take the chance of speaking my mind.
Mr. Krabs! May I please have a raise?
What did you just say, boy?
I said, can I please have a raise, Mr. Krabs?
How dare you, Pipsqueak!
Suddenly, my worst fears were realized as Mr. Krabs climbed up onto his desk with those jagged, spindly legs of his and lunged at me. I bolted at the last second and ran through the service door into the kitchen. Then I dipped into the freezer room to hide. I cowered behind some boxes, farther inside than I ever have to go to grab the patties. That's when I saw something I've never seen before. Inside the boxes labeled the secret formula, there was a mangled, blubbery meat inside the box, which had to be nothing else than a mutilated flesh of a whale. It had to be from Pearl herself, or her relatives, or her real parents. The only explanation as to why Mr. Krabs randomly adopted an orphan whale in the first place.
SpongeBob, I'm sorry, me boy, but now that I know you've seen me secret formula, I can't let you go. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I know.
And don't run away, boy. Make this easy for both of us.
It's Mr. Krabs.
Patrick, me boy, this is the grill and this is the spatula. It's all you have to worry about. And now that you've seen everything else, you're ready to see the patties. Go ahead and put one on the grill.
Oh, Mr. Krabs, why are they yellow?
Never mind that, boy. It's all part of the new secret formula. Just do as I say.
Okay.
Friends could see me now. They'd laugh in my face. After all that talk about becoming a maestro on the clarinet, a world-class painter, and a championship-winning dancer, all I managed to do was go flat broke and get myself enslaved by the greediest scumbag in Bikini Bottom. If I could just daydream about getting home and sitting down to relax with smooth jazz on the TV and my favorite kelp smoothie, I might just be able to find a little happiness. But I know I can't afford even those simple luxuries. I haven't had enough money to buy anything but the bare essentials in years, let alone fancy probiotics. I haven't been able to pay my power bill in months either. They just shut off my power last week, so no more Kelpie G for me. The silence lets me think a little too much. I started to get ideas while lying awake at night. Oh, tartar sauce. How did it get like this? SpongeBob and I do all of the work at the Krusty Krab, and as much as I hate to admit it, that brainless bootlicker does more than anyone to keep that place alive. We give 12 hours of our lives to this dump 6 days of the week with no holidays, swabbing the deck, scrubbing the toilets, taking out the trash, and dealing with these food-addicted disaster cases. All for 5% shares of the profit split between the two of us? I kept thinking that it's high time I get to the bottom of this. Why should I let myself be exploited by Mr. Krabs like I'm his slave? Why don't I just see where all his money is going? When I could no longer talk myself out of it, I left in the middle of the night and snuck across town to Mr. Krabs' house. That anchor is a mansion compared to my house. When I got there, Mr. Krabs and his behemoth daughter Pearl were both still awake. I guess it's easy to stay up late when you don't work for a living. But once I saw them through the windows, there was no chance that I'd be able to rest until I got my fair share of all that money they were swimming in. So, I waited for them to turn in for the night. At some point, I found out I wasn't alone in spying on them. That pink idiot, Patrick Starr, was around there in the bushes too, watching Pearl shower in all her father's wealth. But it was clear he didn't have the brains to see through his perversions at the real prize inside the house. I watched Mr. Krabs sitting in an indoor pool full of ill-gotten gains for over an hour before he finally went to bed, and then another 45 minutes before Pearl turned off the lights as well. Finally, it was time. I came out of my hiding spot and crept across the front yard, then slithered in through a window that someone forgot to close all the way, and just like that, there I was, in Mr. Krabs' anchor. But the room I was in didn't have the fat stacks of cash that I saw from outside, just a few gold coins laying around, which I took, of course. Then, I made my way into the living room, where I was surprised to see Mr. Krabs sleeping on the couch instead of his bedroom.
Get back to work, Squidward. Sponge, no sick days off.
I knew from watching outside that his room was behind the door right next to him. It must have been so full of stolen wages that there wasn't enough space for him to sleep in there anymore. It was obviously my responsibility to clear out some space while getting what was rightfully mine all along. I tried opening the door, but it was locked. Knowing that cheap dirtbag, he probably swallows the key every time he locks the door, just so no one can get inside. I looked through the keyhole just to confirm it was worth breaking into. It sure was. Stacks of cash and oceans of gold were waiting just on the other side, and all I had to do was pick that lock. Luckily, it was an old-fashioned keyhole big enough for me to fit my nose into, but it was agonizingly slow work.
I wish this keyhole was smooth like SpongeBob's holes.
Every motion rattled the door like the chains of the Flying Dutchman. I was terrified every time I moved that I would wake up the greedy bastard sleeping next to me and get myself ground into Krabby Patties. But eventually, After enough finagling, I opened it. At last, all the money I could carry was mine for the taking. I opened my bag and started shoveling everything I could fit into it. It was a long time coming, but after that night, I knew I would be set for life. My days of living in unfair poverty were over. I quit the Krusty Krab, move out of Bikini Bottom, and finally focus on my art career. But then, out of nowhere, my dreams came crashing down as the loudest alarm in the ocean started blaring over my head. I thought I'd set it off somehow, so I rushed over and slammed the door shut and locked it, right as Mr. Krabs was getting up to barge through it.
Squidward! What are you doing in me booty room? Get out of there!
Everything I'm taking belongs to me, Krabs.
No, Squidward! You don't understand! It doesn't belong to either of us!
Huh? What are you talking about? Ah!
What's going on?
Suddenly, the ground began to shake. The entire anchor vibrated so hard that I could barely stay on my feet. I then jumped and broke through the window. Heading back outside the bushes I spied on him from, all of a sudden I could hear Mr. Krabs break down the door. And before I could comprehend anything, that's when I saw the entire anchor lifting into the sky at lightning speed and disappeared.
Well, would you look at that? You brought us quite the haul this time, me boy. Fine work you did. Keep up the good work.
Something's gotten into Mr. Krabs lately. A terrible switch inside him has been flipped. Mr. Krabs has become an unyielding dictator, and Squidward and I are captive to his endless demands. I can't even keep track of the days anymore. I haven't gone home or slept in what must be weeks. It feels like years. Maybe it has been years. I can't remember the last time I did anything but work. If I try to even use the bathroom, Mr. Krabs is on my case in an instant. It used to be the only time I had a second to myself, but then that stopped being true. Once I was done using the toilet, I would keep standing there for a few seconds before going back to work, but then one time I felt something wet drip onto my face. I looked up and saw Mr. Krabs peeking over the stall, drooling in rage. In that moment, I was more petrified by fear than I'd ever been in my life.
Quit your lollygagging and get back to work!
Aye, aye, sir! Ever since then, Mr. Krabs told me if I abandoned my post one more time, he'd let Plankton turn me into chum. And just from the way he said it, I knew he meant it. Now, when I have to use the bathroom, I just go where I'm standing, right in front of the grill. Obviously, it's unsanitary, but Mr. Krabs doesn't care one bit, and these customers are as oblivious as they've ever been. Poor Squidward is in the same position that I'm in. He's never allowed to leave the tiny little boat until it's time to swab the deck. Even then, there's no chance for a bathroom break, so everything collects inside the boat, and Squidward just has to stand there in it. It's been like this for what might as well be forever. I do nothing all day except make Krabby Patties while Squidward takes the orders and pretends like everything is normal. Even when there isn't a single customer, we don't get a break. We have to stay in position so we're ready the instant somebody walks in, which can take hours sometimes. We don't get a breather when the shop is closed either. That brief handful of hours when the doors are locked is spent cleaning and preparing for the next day's shift. Except, we're not handing the morning off to anyone but ourselves. It's an endless, vicious cycle we're stuck in. And what does Mr. Krabs do all this time? None of the work, of course. He just threatens us with those pincers of his and screams his head off, barking orders and treating us like garbage. All I want to do is get out of here. Patrick probably thinks I hate him by now, and if I don't get home soon, nobody will be there to feed Gary and he'll starve. My only potential accomplice in escaping this place is Squidward, but despite the fact that he's already hated this job for years, I think Mr. Krabs has broken him to the core. It's impossible to get that tentacled fool to cooperate with me. He's so afraid of Mr. Krabs' wrath that he doesn't want to get caught talking to me anymore. He won't even look at me.
Psst, Squidward! Hey, Squidward!
Squidward, can you hear me?
I can hear you, SpongeBob. Shut up.
Listen to me, Squidward. We gotta get out of here. Mr. Krabs is gonna keep us here forever.
Are you crazy? What do you think will happen if he hears you talking like that?
It's a risk I have to take. If I don't get home, Gary's gonna starve to death. Don't you have a reason to go home, Squidward?
Because I wanna live.
Now be quiet before you get us killed.
Mr. Krabs has you right where he wants you, Squidward. Can't you see he's gone insane? Squidward, are you listening? You're stiff just like your nose when you see Sandy's cheeks, aren't you? Well, I'm not gonna...
What's that, me boy? Did I hear you were thinking about betraying me?
What? No, of course not, Mr. Krabs. Why would I do such a thing? I love working at the Krusty Krab and never want to leave or go home or sleep or see Gary or have any other life outside of this kitchen.
That's what I thought. I think I'll keep an extra close eye on you from now on and never let you out of me sight again.
I knew I'd already screwed up and that I'd never get a good chance to run out of that door. That's when I saw the plan form right before my eyes. All I had to do was wait for a couple customers to come in for a pair of Krabby Patties. Luckily, it didn't take long. I put two patties down and waited a few minutes, flipped them, and then waited a few more minutes. Then, when it was time to load those hot, greasy slabs of meat onto the buns, I chucked them both over my shoulders and straight into Mr. Krabs' eyes.
Ah! He blinded me eyes! I won't be able to see Sandy Cheeks only fans anymore!
I landed the shot perfectly, sending the greedy crustacean reeling back in pain, giving me just enough time to sprint for the door. I couldn't bear to look back. I just kept running, but I could hear Mr. Krabs burst through the door and chase after me, shaking the ground beneath his feet. I was so close. I was almost there. I reached for the door, and I was caught.
Ah! 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 Ah!
I was stopped in my tracks, hearing my feet hit the ground, but I could no longer feel them. I looked down and saw that Mr. Krabs' enormous pincer had cut me in half at the waist. Sometimes the ability of a sponge to regenerate can be a gift, but in this case, it's a curse. It means I can never escape this prison, not even through death. I'll never, ever leave the Krusty Krab again.